Hey everyone, it's Katie,
Kristen,
and Kim, and we are going to give you some friendly advice about culpa that others may not have told you. We are giving you info about the beginning proposal to installment number 3. So, let's get started. For your proposal, make sure you have a clear picture in your head. Also, make sure to get advice from other teachers in your practicum. Be sure to choose a topic that you're going to enjoy over a long period of time. Also, keep it simple.
Don't pick something that's super small where you don't have much room to play with. Make sure it's broad so you can do many things. Think ahead with projects, books, materials, or whatever else you need. Don't choose too many goals. Choose purposefully and specifically.
For installment 2, be warned, it is the most time-consuming installment. It's a lot of busy work. You're going to be choosing every single text that you want to use throughout the entire year. So make sure you research and know each text very well. Make sure you choose texts that you are interested in, otherwise it's going to be a bore to in mind. It's really good to have that in mind when you're talking about writing projects.
You can actually use these in your classroom. Make sure to get second opinions from your practicum teacher. Make sure to use the internet for research and anything else you may need.
And here's just some general advice for your overall culpa process. You have a culpa group, use them. They have awesome ideas and it's great to get fresh ideas from everybody. Also, they know exactly what you're going through. Other people might think you're complaining all the time when you talk about how much work the culpa is and how unbelievably hard your semester is. But the culpa group will always understand you. Make sure you use them as a resource. Also, if you're 21, don't be afraid to hit up partners or any of the local watering holes. Alcohol is kind of a friend. It dulls the pain, and I know you're feeling a lot of pain right now.
Make sure you don't procrastinate. There are many times when procrastination will rear its ugly head, and all you'll want to do is laugh and do many other things. But I am telling you right now, do not do this. It is a very, very, very bad idea. You can talk to others about this who have previously gone through, and they will heartily agree. Make sure to stay ahead, stay on track, and always do your work. Also, keep in mind that this semester, you're also going to have 60 hours of practicum. Make sure you talk to your cooperating teacher for ideas, projects, and show her some of the things that you've been working on. She'll know your pain because she does it every day.
Make sure you know what CULPA stands for.
Course, Unit, Lesson, Plan, and Activity! Yay!
If I can do it, you can do it. I'm the biggest procrastinator in the world, and I'm surviving. I believe in you!
It's totally okay to eat your feelings. Everyone does it. I do it, Kim does it, Kristen does it. It's okay, especially now. When in doubt, turn to your crock pot. It will be your best friend, as well as Jim Burke.
Don't compare your culpa to others. Everyone is different. Everyone will have different page lengths, different activities, different course units. Just don't do it, okay?
There we go. If you follow all of these rules, you will be a culpa champion!
Oh, yeah! Yeah! I believe in you! You can do it!